Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. So this piece was published on the 26th of October, 2021, and is entitled URI-Based Integration. At the end of September, AWS announced a big new feature for its Step Functions product, and my tweet noting the announcement got a shocking number of impressions for something way out at the geeky end of cloud tech. That sentence I just read has a lot of links in it to everything it mentions. In retrospect, a design choice we made back in 2016 turns out to be working very well, and there's a lesson to be learned here. If you need to integrate an arbitrarily large and diverse set of software capabilities, URIs are the best integration glue. Background. Step Functions launched in December 2016, and I did a whole lot of work on it. In particular, my fingerprints are all over the Amazon States language, that's a link, a JSON DSL that describes all the workflow stuff. What software to run, branches and loops, error handling, retrying, parallelism, and so on. In the states language, each of the steps in the workflow is represented by a little blob of JSON called a state, and each has a type field saying what it does. I wanted to call the product Amazon States or AWS State Machines, but Andy and Charlie puked at that, and we ended up with Step Functions, which isn't terrible. The argument. When we first cooked up the product, the only real target we had was Lambda functions, and so the suggestion was that we have a type Lambda state with another field that would give the name of the Lambda function. But I said, long term, we want to be able to orchestrate lots of other things, not just lambdas, right? Everybody agreed. So I said, okay then, let's just have a task state which identifies the worker with a URI. That way, everything we orchestrate has the same contract, you send it some JSON and you get some JSON back. People looked a little bit puzzled and said, well, but lambdas don't have URIs. I said, sure they do. They have ARNs, ARNs, and ARNs are URIs. Well, they would be if Amazon registered the ARN URI scheme, which I should have while I was there, and they should now. But close enough. There was a little pushback on making people use the long, clunky-looking ARN as opposed to the nice, user-friendly function name, but I was pretty convinced and eventually won that argument. I was remembering the dawn of the web, quoting from someone, I think Tim Berners-Lee, who said, on the web, a resource is a unit of information or service, which I thought was a good fit here. Flashing forward 5 years. Let's just have a look at what Step Functions has been integrated with. Start here, that's a link into the Step Functions documentation, and you have to scroll down because there are duplicate anchors to the Service Integrations header and look at the table. As I write this, there are 17 optimized integrations and then 200 plus SDK-based integrations, and they all use the same task state and address the target worker by URI, which at the moment is always an ARN. The ARN for an optimized integration looks like, taking EMR for an example, ARN colon AWS colon states colon 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 EMR hyphen containers colon create virtual cluster. Optimized means it's smart about the way it calls the service and can operate in either fire and forget or wait for completion mode. Also, it can auto-generate IAM policies to make your life easier. The recent announcement that kicked this discussion off made it possible to call more or less any API in the AWS SDK, addressing it with an ARN that looks like ARN colon AWS colon states colon 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 AWS SDK colon EMR containers colon create virtual cluster. There's a really excellent blog, that's a link, that walks you through the process. I'm happy. I'm feeling just the tiniest bit smug that they were able to add all these integrations, and in particular, this latest huge one, without needing to make any major changes to the states language. But, to be honest, all of that comes for more or less for free once you decide that everything you might want to integrate is a resource and thus should be identified by a Uniform Resource Identifier, URI. I recommend this design pattern. The future. I've always thought that once you agree to address things by URL, well, that includes HTTP URLs. So why shouldn't a Step Functions task state be able to include an arbitrary external web endpoint? SNS can already do this now. It's kind of scary making an AWS service take a runtime dependency on an uncontrolled external anything, so this would be tricky to implement. But it's another thing you could do with no language changes, just because you decided to do things the web-native way. That's all, folks.